Bobby Bolin is the superintendent of the Bering Strait School District, home to 15 schools in northwest Alaska surrounding Nome.
We are all obviously remote bush villages. We don't have any roads. We are remote and by airplane, pretty much.
Normally, right now, Bolin and other staff members would be at recruitment fairs across the country looking for teachers willing to sign up for the ultimate Alaska adventure. Bolin says he had already been to job fairs in Missouri and Iowa and was scheduled to attend about 30 others just as the pandemic settled in.
And that's our, you know, that's kind of our way to sell our district is face-to-face, you know, talk about Alaska, talk about the unique experiences you can get in rural communities.
Not only did those face-to-face opportunities to recruit disappear, teachers that were hired are starting to back out. Bolin says at least four teachers have already asked to be let out of their contracts for the coming school year, and around 20 teachers that he's offered positions to did not accept them due to uncertainty surrounding the coronavirus. Lisa Parody is the executive director of the Alaska Council of School Administrators. She says she's heard similar struggles and challenges from administrators all over the state.
Districts reported unfilled positions as recent as yesterday. Bering Strait, Chugach, Southwest Region, Alaska Gateway, Haines, the Kenai, Nome.
Parody says schools were struggling with teacher, principal, and superintendent turnover even before the pandemic.
And so it's really just exacerbated what we were already struggling with prior to now. So will this be the worst ever? Quite possibly.
Teacher recruitment isn't as much of an issue for urban districts that educate the majority of the state's students. Anchorage School District administrators say just over half of teachers come from outside the state. They've already pivoted to a virtual recruitment strategy, though, and are optimistic that they'll be able to fill open positions. Dana DeFeo is an education policy researcher at the University of Alaska Anchorage. She says official data on the pandemic's effect on teacher recruitment isn't available, but the initial outlook isn't good, especially considering the state's broader economic situation.
So, you know, anybody who's going to be relocating looks at, you know, what's going on. And the fiscal uncertainty in the state and the dollars going to education dwindling is enough to raise the eyebrows of any teachers.
DeFeo also says that teachers' jobs have drastically changed in the past few months, which can be yet another challenge for recruitment.
I think a big question is, what is the job that we need people to do? You know, are we needing people to deliver a lot of instruction via distance, either online or packets kids take home? We always have a hard time filling these jobs, but we don't even know what the jobs look like yet.
Bolin in the Bering Strait says teachers are expected to report to work on August 12th, but as with so much else during this time, he's not certain how many will return. In Anchorage, I'm Mayowa Aina.